Any medical information obtained from our websites or this live show are not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have or might suspect that you have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a licensed healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio show are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors.
Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show. We are going to take you on a journey tonight into the world of advanced energy wellness, into the world of divine energy that is beyond the human intellect. We are all familiar with stories about divine relics like the sacred waters of Lourdes, the unexplainable power of certain physical objects that are able to transmit divine energy with miraculous results. Well, our host tonight, research scientist Tom Palladino, has spent a quarter of a century developing a technology based on the work of Nikola Tesla that actually produces this divine energy, just like the divine relics and great healers do, that seems to surpass all understanding. So let's peel off the blinders tonight. Let's open ourselves up to the world of divine energy. And I am Tom's co-host, Monet Kelso, tonight. You are going to get to hear first-hand accounts of individuals who have experienced Tom's divine energy technology, and you're going to be able to hear for yourself how this divine energy technology has impacted their health and their lives in the most astounding way. And now welcome your host and research scientist, Tom Palladino. Tom, are you with us?
I am. Good evening to everybody. Thanks, Monet.
Thanks so much for joining us, Tom. It's always an honor and a privilege. And reading these testimonials and speaking with your clients has been a really amazing experience. I'm so excited for our listeners tonight. And so without any further ado, let's bring on Leon, one of your clients. Leon, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight, Leon. And I'll give it to you, Tom, and you can guide us down the path of understanding what happened in Leon's life
sure.
as a result of your technology.
Sure. First of all, thank you, everybody, for listening in tonight. I am Tom Palladino. I work with Scalar Energy, and in so doing, I have been working and treating people with this unique energy, Scalar Energy, and achieving remarkable results as far as improving human health. I have a testimonial tonight, and we'll introduce Leon. And from there, in Leon's own words, without any further ado, I would ask him to explain and to elaborate how Scalar Energy treatments have served to abet his health. So without further ado, Leon, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, good evening to you. Good evening. And Monet, help me with this presentation. Can you tell us, Leon, as to the effect of the Scalar Energy instruments and to the treatments that I administered, what were the results that you experienced? What was the upshot of these treatments?
I suffer with half lightheadedness and heart palpitations. And normally my mornings are kind of, I feel lousy. And since Scalar treatments, my mornings are better. Not every morning. Just every now and then, one morning isn't as good as the other morning. But how can I explain this?
Well, Leon, how long had you been feeling poorly in the morning?
Since 2008.
And were doctors able to ascertain why you were feeling poorly?
No, definitely not. Doctors didn't have a clue.
So nobody knew what was going on. So how did you first hear about Tom and his Scalar Energy technology?
Through one of my friends who told me about it.
And what did you think when you heard about it? Did you think it was kind of weird?
Oh, no, definitely not. I meditate. I'm into that different things, spiritual things, and no, I don't find it strange.
Oh, that is wonderful. So you got it because you're a spiritual person, and you understand that really there's no time and space in the spirit realm, and energy travels beyond the reaches of dimensions. So you got that. So you were like, hey, I'm going to give this a try. Did you have any expectation when you were first interested?
Well, my expectation was that things like this do work, and it could work for me, and it did work for me.
Okay, how soon after you started getting these divine energy treatments did you start noticing a difference?
I say with me, with my condition, it was like immediate.
Huh. Really?
Wonderful.
Wow, wow.
In fact,
please, go ahead, Leon.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, you asked me how if I believe in this sort of thing. I spent like just a little more than a year in Vietnam. And while I was there, I had an out-of-the-body death experience, and I saw things and felt things, and that sort of opened my mind to this, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, well, you know, this is actually now a big topic of scientific study, NDEs and out-of-body experiences, and there's amassing a huge volume of data that is showing that this is not some weird occurrence from loss of oxygen to the brain, because the experiences are too consistent across the board. And so I'm sure that, how did that impact your life as far as opening, you were opened up to energy influences, but what else did it do for you? How did it do with your perspective on life?
It sort of helped me realize there's more to life than what we see.
And so true, and that's kind of what this scalar energy is about, too. You can't see it,
right.
You can't taste it, but you absolutely felt it, and it showed up in your body, didn't it?
Yes.
And have you noticed more energy since you've been getting the scalar treatments?
Yes, because I used to just about fall asleep every afternoon. And lately, I haven't been going to sleep in the afternoons. I've been doing creative things around the house and fixing things around the house, and I had more energy.
That's great. And what about, like, your attitude and your general outlook on life? Was that impacted by these treatments at all?
Yeah, it's a little bit. I sort of have a positive outlook, but it's nice to have a little more positive outlook.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, has anyone else noticed the difference in you, Leon?
Yes, my wife, she noticed that I don't go to bed every afternoon.
Fabulous. And in the morning, you're not quite as grumpy? I'm just picking on you, Leon. No, but did she notice a difference in the mornings also?
Yes, sometimes. Yes. I'm just more, I'm a sharper in the morning now.
Okay, and how young are you, Leon?
I'm 64 years young.
Okay, wonderful. So this kind of, Tom, can you kind of wrap this up in a nutshell? Maybe what, you know, put into more scientific terms for the people, what's happened to Leon? We have about 30 seconds before our break.
Sure, Leon, once again, thank you for sharing your account. Most likely, this rapid turnaround that Leon experienced was probably attributed to the fact that we were transmuting, we were disassembling germs very quickly as soon as the treatments began. And in so doing, people respond many times quickly, rapidly. The improvement is within a matter of days, and I would hazard a guess that you had some type of pathogenic infection, and that the scalar energy treatments quickly disassembled those germs, those pathogens, allowing you to have a greater sense of vitality, the fact that you don't need to nap so frequently, and that you felt better. That quick turnaround is usually indicative of being able to rid the human body of germs, viruses, bacteria, etc.
Sure, because those things are burdening the immune system, and the body just has to work harder.
Right.
So when that layer is taken off, then the body can go to work on itself in other areas and not have to fight those things off. So that is tremendous. Leon, thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing your story. It was very brave of you, and we hope you'll come back and talk with us again soon. We're going to be taking a break right now, and we're going to come back with Sherry, who is going to tell us her amazing story with Tom Paladino, Scalar Energy Technology. In just one moment, we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with your host, Tom Paladino, research scientist and inventor who spent 25 years, a quarter of a century, developing a breakthrough technology based on the work of Nikola Tesla. And we just spoke with Leon, who is 64 years young, and explained to us his story of kind of waking up and feeling crummy in the morning and having to sleep every afternoon. And now he doesn't have to do any of those things. He noticed a new lift in his attitude, and he wasn't at all skeptical because he had had a near-death experience, and he understood that there's more to life than what you can see. And so this made perfect sense to him that this works. And Tom, you explained to us that the reason he was experiencing such a profound change was due to the fact that this energy technology is devitalizing pathogens. Is that true, Tom?
I would say that's accurate. Usually when we see a quick turnaround in health, it's usually a sign that we have indeed in some way disassembled, transmuted the germs throughout the body. So the body quickly responds. You no longer have that feeling of malaise. You no longer have the infection in your body. Once we get rid of the germs, the parasites, the human body is remarkable how it responds and how it recovers from pathogenic disease.
Well, we have our next testimonial now with Sherry. Sherry, are you with us?
I am. Hello.
Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show. Thanks so much for joining us, Sherry.
Oh, thank you. Hello.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Tom.
So, Sherry, what led you to seek Tom's scalar energy treatment? What were you diagnosed with? What was your situation?
Actually, it wasn't a diagnosis. I was just completely exhausted. I felt very, very depleted. I didn't really know what was wrong. I just felt kind of wrung out. And a friend on Facebook actually recommended Tom. And so I looked over the website, and I actually studied it for a couple of days. And I thought, wow, this is quite remarkable if, you know, all of this, you know, is possible. And I was particularly interested in the fact that Tom was treating herpes at the time, because I had had that actually for 35 years. And my understanding was once you have it, that's it. And there was no cure. So I was very, very interested, particularly in that, but also simply not feeling well. And what ended up happening was within a relatively short amount of time, the first thing I noticed was that my energy and vitality really kicked on. And I began to really have the sense of well-being. So to me, that was a great turnaround. I didn't know exactly what all explained it, probably all of the treatments that Tom does, you know, including the pathogenic cleanse, all of that. Really, really helped and supported my body to actually come up to a greater sense of well-being. And then, since I had had herpes for so many years, it seemed like I was still getting outbreaks at the time, or for quite some time. Although what had started happening was that there were larger and larger gaps between the outbreaks. And what I did is I always kept in communication with Tom and gave him feedback about what was happening. And what he was discovering was that actually the herpes virus was eradicated from my body, but that there had actually been nerve damage, and that to me made total sense since I'd had the virus in my body for so long, that there would have been some damage, and that there was a phenomenon that he was calling, I believe, like a phantom response of the nerves. So that seemed to be true, because when I would get another episode, it didn't follow the old pattern of herpes. And I had both kinds of herpes, above and below the belt. So I had cold sores on my lips, and then I also had genital. And what I noticed was, first of all, they didn't last as long. It used to always last for at least a week. I would experience tremendous exhaustion. That was another thing I noticed, that, oh, I could have something that looks like a blister forming, but I wasn't feeling tired and exhausted. And over time, when that would happen, they would actually subside just by themselves without even coming into a full blister with a big scab. So, yeah, that's why I started seeking Tom, and those are some of the changes that I noticed.
Wow, that is tremendous. And so Sherry, where are you now? Are you having any outbreaks at all?
I am occasionally, and it still doesn't surprise me, but again, the gaps are just longer and longer between any episodes. I can't even remember now. It's been months since I had any kind of genital outbreak, so that seems to maybe be completely gone in terms of the nerves there, and so it's just simply around my lips, and that just occurs, I don't know, I don't even know how often, maybe every couple of months or something now, and that it's just a dramatic change, and so, I'm just thrilled with the idea that the nerves can actually heal, and that, you know, this kind of really ingrained patterned response has really subsided.
Well, you know, I have a testimony here for another one of Tom's clients, and it says, wow, there really is a cure for herpes. I had herpes for 15 years, and after 3 months of treatment, I got the courage to go to my doctor to run some tests, and wow, no more herpes on the test. So I think, Sherry, that's mm-hmm. where you're headed. Only had it for 15 years, but I think as you continue your treatments, you can look forward to some of these great outcomes that we're getting from other clients.
Yeah, now what I understand from Tom, and Tom will speak to this more and more articulately than I can, but I understand that anybody who has received the treatment for herpes, it actually is eradicated from the body, that there's a test that can be run that shows it is not in the body. So I'm actually very confident I no longer have herpes, and that I'm just in the process of any residual nerve reaction and that pattern subsiding and healing. So, yeah, I'm totally confident that even that will completely go away.
So how long have you been receiving treatments from Tom?
Actually, I would say now over a year. So, yeah. But I noticed where I started seeing the change. I didn't in the first month, to be honest with you, but I was also extremely depleted, as I said. In the second month, that's when I started to notice the change, you know. And, you know, we're talking about somebody that had herpes, which is, you know, is very virulent. It apparently really does damage in the body. And having had it for 35 years, you know, the fact that this, to me, is a small amount of time to turn around something like that, which, of course, we all heard was incurable to begin with. So,
that's
yeah,
right. No, this is unprecedented, and it's something you probably never thought was possible.
I know. When I read the website, I went, oh, my gosh, you know, this is amazing. This is, you know, why not try it, you know, because I was open to the possibility that when I read the science that you know, that Tom explains, I thought, well, this totally makes sense, you know, so why not, you know, and, yeah, it works.
So then you would say to the people out there, if anybody's suffering from a similar viral condition like herpes or shingles, or any of the mm-hmm. varicella family, you would encourage them to give this a try then?
Absolutely. If you think about what you go through with these outbreaks, to me, you know, any small amount of money, or even if it seems large, you know, it's nothing compared to the result you can get. And the fact that you can actually turn your health around, I think, is so extraordinary. I don't know another means. I don't believe there is another means to do that. So I would totally encourage anyone, go for it, give it a try, you know, and then stay in touch with Tom and give him feedback, because that's also very helpful for him and for you.
Oh, Sherry, thank you so much. You have been so great. Thank you for joining us tonight and sharing your story. I know you've given a lot of people hope, and we're going to come right back after this break with yet another testimony from Irene. So stick with us, and we'll be right back on the Divine Energy Radio Show. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show with research scientist Tom Palladino and the amazing divine energy technology that he developed after 25 years of research and experimentation. And I want to encourage everybody to take a look at Tom's website. It's Self Heal Go. That's self as in S, as in summer, E-L-F. Heal is H-E-A-L, G-O, go. And this really is about this divine energy technology helps the divine healing power of the body to be freed to take care of itself, because it unburdens the body from pathogenic burdens, and it helps balance the body's energy centers so that the body can do what it was created to do, which is heal itself. So just remember, selfhealgo.com, and you can read more about it. You can read some more testimonials, and you can explore this divine energy technology for yourself. So, Tom, tell us, let's go a little bit over Sherry's case real quick. What's your impression from her case? Was she one of the tougher cases?
Well, you can say that, but really, no. Why? Scalar energy allows us to have control over a germ. Remember, people, scalar energy allows us to either assemble matter or disassemble physical matter. So I've developed a technique with scalar energy to effortlessly, almost routinely, disassemble germs. I frankly think that Sherry's case, the fact that we could disassemble the herpes virus, has led to her dramatic improvement, her dramatic turnaround. After years of carrying the herpes virus, I frankly believe that it has been eradicated. The key is this, people. Scalar energy allows us to control the germ. We can break apart germs with scalar energy.
Wow, that is amazing. Well, that's because really all of us are made of energy.
Yes.
Before the physical is the energetic. And so it makes perfect sense that using energy to deal with issues that are contrary to health would be probably going to something at the root cause. So that's very, very exciting. Gentlemen, do we have the Irene on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Irene.
Hi. Hi, Tom. Nice to hear your voice.
Good evening.
Welcome, Irene. Welcome to the Divine Energy Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. And so, Irene, tell us, what led you to seek treatment from Tom?
I just saw his introduction at some point, actually. I've been working with him since last September. And I am very much into the concept that everything is energy. So his information really resonated with me. And I started to work with him. And at some point, I actually could see the scalar energy waves, like golden waves coming at me while he was working on me, which was very interesting. And I started to feel better, and I felt more vital. And I wasn't really aware of it, but people started to comment that I was losing weight. And actually, I did for a while, and then it stopped, and it stabilized. I never gained back the weight that I lost. I also had an injury where I ended up with my limb swelling, especially my left side, And I started to see reduction on the swelling. And at this point, it's barely noticeable. So that was really a big shift for me. I also had a vestibular injury from the same accident. And I had a 40% vestibular balance loss on the left. And a long line of medical professionals told me to learn to live with it because it simply does not heal. And the last time I had a test, I showed no discomfort. So obviously I can't consider anything else but the scalar energy that healed it, since everybody told me that it's not something that would ever change, which was quite a surprise. Again, I think even Tom was surprised at that. And my skin looks younger. I feel more vitals. And when on the days when Tom does the chakra balancing, I have this tremendous amount of energy, and I'm running around all day doing everything that I was too tired to do the day before. My sleep has also improved. I didn't really have serious sleep problems, but I would turn a great deal back and forth during the night. And once I started to work with him, maybe I will turn once or twice, but God, my sleep is a lot more solid than it used to be. I also, my blood pressure and cholesterol has been reduced without doing anything about my diet. So I can really say that I feel healthier, more vital, energetic, and happier since I've been working with him. And my approach to scalar energy is that I have no expectations, but I trust this universal force, and I simply observe and appreciate the subtle and not so subtle changes that have happened to me.
Well, Irene, it sounds like it kind of did a full spectrum reorganization of your whole body.
Yeah, the interesting thing I find about scalar energy is that it has a mind of its own. It will work on something very quickly. For example, the head injury that was one of my biggest issues, the vestibular balance loss, that happened very quickly compared to some of the other things. So we can't always be absolutely sure what it's going to do, but I think trusting it and have faith in it, as with everything else, it's very important. And Tom is really very special. He's a dedicated professional and a humanitarian who believes in what he's doing. And he's forever looking for results, and he's deeply committed to his work. In essence, he's working on a new frontier of healing on a continuum. And I find his work extraordinarily effective and have great respect for his competent and effective use of scalar energy healing to the unique tool that he actually designed.
Oh, that is so beautiful, Irene. That is such a beautiful story. And so, Tom, can you give us, do you think maybe that she didn't just experience a pathogenic cleanse, but she also had her energy centers balanced? And this would explain some of the far-reaching effects that she had?
I would concur. Scalar energy, as we understand it, has the ability to correct, to harmonize our meridians, or some people call them chakras. And indeed, with her favorable results, I believe the scalar energy treatments that I administered in some way balanced her seven chakras. And as she put it so adroitly, scalar energy has a mind of its own. Remember, people, scalar energy is intelligent energy, and scalar energy can instruct the body, can instruct the mind. And I say this so frequently, it's not necessarily what I'm doing on my end. I am a skilled operator, but nevertheless, scalar energy far supersedes my power and my understanding. I believe that scalar energy is a direct manifestation from God, and as such, scalar energy can serve to indeed reprogram our mind, our body. Scalar energy is the healer itself. The energy, the light, is the healing agent.
And it's this coherent, or as we would say, highly organized energy that brings in the information of order back into the body. It's sort of like the primordial energy, as it were. Is that what I'm hearing you say, Tom?
Yes, it is primordial. It is a primal energy, yes.
Which is probably why it knows where to go to work on someone first, what their greatest need is, because it has the information of all life, of all light. And so, therefore, we just have to let it have its way, because that's pretty much how we came into existence in the first place, isn't it? Okay, well, we're going to come back right after this and wrap everything up. Thank you so much, Irene, for joining us. We really appreciated your time and
my
your
pleasure.
Testimony. Thank you. We'll be right back with the Divine Energy Radio Show. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. We were just so blessed to have Leon, Sherry, and Irene come on the show and share their stories about their personal experiences with this amazing divine energy technology that research scientist Tom Palladino has put together after 25 years of research and testing. And we have more testimonies here. I have a testimony here from an individual that said, I would like to encourage others to experience the scalar energy treatments. This is such an awesome energy, and I totally believe that Tom is in the process of making history. I have only been on his program for a month, and there have been several changes that I've noticed. Most importantly, the changes are happening inside my body. For example, I had two viral warts for years. I had put medicine on them, and they had just been resistant. After a couple weeks of scalar energy treatments, I noticed them drying up. After about 3 weeks, they just fell off. Now it's impossible to even see where they were. Since these warts were viral, that means that the virus is gone. There are other changes in my skin, too, and I can tell that candida is also being eliminated. Thank you, Tom Palladino, for your help. So, Tom, how many of these testimonies are you getting?
Actually, thousands, to be frank with you. We're receiving thousands of testimonials. On an average day, people, I'm treating close to 10,000 people a day. And the results are extraordinary. And the reason I say that is scalar energy itself is extraordinary. Scalar energy is the energy of the stars, the energy of the sun of our solar system. This energy, this primal force in nature, has a self-correcting property about it. It's not electricity. It's not a magnetism. So what I'm working with is a unique energy. It's different from that of the electromagnetic spectrum. And what I've discovered with scalar energy, it is intelligent energy. Scalar energy can correct the physical body. Scalar energy can correct the emotional body. It's incredible. It is self-directed. It is self-creating, self-correcting. And it is also, I believe, a direct manifestation from God. Hence, this is the ultimate healing power.
Well, I have a testimony here, Tom. It says, Hi, Tom. I have been lifted out of depression from the chakra balance. I feel so much better, so much happier, and so much more peaceful. I feel better all around. I'm sleeping better, better dreams. I am hooked, and I'm continuing to get these treatments. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing and the help that you're giving so many people. So this isn't just about physical wellness. This is about emotional wellness also.
That's right, exactly. And that's just, again, speaks of the character of scalar energy. Again, people, it is a divine intelligence. Scalar energy will automatically correct the body. It is a energy that can instruct the body. It can instruct our emotions. So imagine, people, we have now within our grasp an energy, scalar energy, that can serve to, if you will, lift us from depression. Many people are telling me that their emotional state, that their emotional condition is improved by scalar energy treatments by virtue of the fact that this energy can indeed in some way correct the chakras or in some way lift their depression. It obviously has a profound effect on our endocrine system. It has a profound effect on our emotional state. It has a profound effect on our biochemical state. Scalar energy, again, is a divine energy that is self-correcting, of not only the physical body, but also the psyche.
Well, here's another testimony. It says, "Dear Tom, it is with gratitude and heartfelt thanks that I must write to you. The autoimmune disease I was diagnosed with several years ago is on its way out the door. My blood work has shown super significant improvement. My doctor wishes the results of my blood work were his. He is at a loss to explain my drastic turnabout. Physically, the aches and pains attributed to the rheumatoid arthritis are gone. My muscle tone and posture is that of my youth. Externally, my skin is looking healthy again with a glow. Somehow, you've managed to reverse the aging process. Psychologically, I feel calm and I'm at peace with my renewed well-being. Spiritually, being as stubborn as I am, I believe God would lead me to a cure. Well, he led me to Scalar Energy and you, Tom. Within months of your light therapy via Scalar Energy, I am the healthiest I've been in 20 years. May God bless you. May the world come to know of you and your healing ministry. You are truly a gift from God." So, ladies and gentlemen, these are not artificial testimonies. These are grateful people who stepped out on a limb and tried something that they maybe understood or maybe didn't understand. I have a testimony here of a guy with his knees. He said, "I don't know what Tom did to me. All I know is I feel much better. Before, I had difficulty in walking, and now my knees are almost as good as they were before. I've told all my friends about Tom's treatments and how they work." So you see, you don't really need to understand it, and you don't really need to believe in it to get a benefit. So what we're doing is we're giving you a showcase of what's possible. Maybe you thought your situation was hopeless. Maybe you were told you had an incurable condition and you would never get better. Well, we're bringing a word of hope to you tonight, and we're bringing you into the world of divine energy where endless possibilities exist. The divine energy of God's love to heal. And I have here another testimony. And this is a particularly debilitating condition called chronic fatigue syndrome. "Shortly after beginning my treatments with Tom, chronic fatigue became a thing of the past, and my digestion improved. Arthritic knee pain has also improved to the point where I can now exercise normally. I have continued to gradually lose unneeded weight without making any changes in my diet. My back muscles are stronger, and the sciatic pain has lessened now, so I can sleep through the night. Just recently, I even noticed that my fingernails are stronger. Because my fingernails, scalp, and muscles are stronger, my logical conclusion is that my bones, organs, and other tissues are also in repair. People are telling me I look brighter and full of life. I also feel happier. Thank you, Tom, for continuing to treat me." So did you have any idea, Tom, when you were developing this technology, that it was going to have this kind of effect?
I had a glimpse, Monet. I had an indication that it was that profound. But the more I'm getting into this, it every day in my laboratory is a learning lesson for me. And I've come to the conclusion that Scalar Energy really is the intelligence of the universe. It's not only the intelligence of the stars, of our sun, but it's also the intelligence of our brain, of our emotion. Scalar Energy serves as the intelligence that is responsible for our heartbeat. I firmly believe that our heart, our circadian rhythm, can be attributed to Scalar Energy. So Scalar Energy, in a nutshell, people, is responsible for the activity in the universe. Scalar Energy is the intelligence behind everything. And if we can control Scalar Energy, then we can administer this energy for the human body, for our improvement in health. And in so doing, Scalar Energy instructs the body. Scalar Energy instructs the mind. That's the profundity of this. Scalar Energy is the physician, if you will. It is the divine physician that can correct physical as well as psychological disorders.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this evening on the Divine Energy Radio Show. And again, if you would like more information, please go to www.selfhealgo. That's self, S as in summer, ELF, Heal, H-E-A-L, go.go.go, and you can learn more about what we've just given you a little taste of tonight. And so we're going to be right back with one final episode, but we thank you so much for joining us, and we'll be right back after this message. Welcome back to the Divine Energy Radio Show. We're wrapping up the show tonight, and we've been so blessed to have three special guests with us, Leon, Irene, and Sherry, who all shared their individual testimonies of what they've experienced since they started using the Divine Energy technology developed by research scientist Tom Palladino after 25 years of research and testing. So we're just going to read a couple more testimonies before we sign off tonight and hopefully give you guys some hope about what might be possible in your life with scalar energy healing. So here's a testimony of arthritis. It says, "Greetings to everyone reading this, and I hope you will find my experiences and testimonies here will encourage you to explore this wonderful avenue towards better health and a much happier and healthier you. In brief, I was first introduced to Mr. Palladino and his scalar energy healing services through a very good friend of mine who I've known and trusted for many years. Upon her suggestion, I decided to try it out for myself. I must say I am more than pleased with the results so far. For years, I had suffered mostly in silence with debilitating arthritis in my neck and shoulders. I'm sure there's been some fibromyalgia there as well. My multiple numerous visits to the chiropractor and thousands of dollars that I've invested over the years have been of benefit, but have never fully relieved myself of these debilitating maladies. So with all this in mind, I was more than willing to give the healing techniques and services offered by Mr. Palladino a try. And boy, am I glad I did. In just under a month's time, I have experienced a dramatic reduction in the stiffness and pain that has plagued me for many years. Over the course of these treatments, I could actually feel the effects of them working within the affected areas. What a joy! What a relief. I simply cannot adequately articulate how totally pleased I am with the results I've experienced so far, and thus would encourage anyone to look into this manner of treatment for yourself. If all other ways of means of healing have failed, give Tom Palladino a try." So, Tom, I'm hearing a level of enthusiasm. I've been in the medical world for many years, and a lot of times, when you're taking a pharmaceutical, it seems like you're just trading one set of symptoms for a set of side effects. There seems to be a downside, and a lot of the testing that's done is also very traumatic on the body. But I'm not seeing any of that with this scalar energy treatment. Can you elaborate on that, Tom?
Of course, by all means. And that's the beauty of scalar energy. First of all, it's a natural energy. Scalar energy is from the stars of the universe. It's a pure white light, if you will. I've not experienced any side effects with scalar energy because we're not working with chemicals. There is no chemical reaction. Well, scalar energy, once again, is intelligent energy. We're working with light. We're not working with chemicals. This is not surgery. We're working with a unique type of light. It's not electricity. It's not of the electromagnetic spectrum. So you put all of that together, and what do you have? You have the healing, intelligent energy of the universe. Scalar energy is the, if you will, the logo. Scalar energy is the word of the universe. And this energy can only benefit us. It has no detraction to it. It has no downfall. It has no pitfall to it. Scalar energy can be used in such a fashion that we can break apart germs. I do that frequently. I also use scalar energy to assemble nutrients such as vitamins and minerals. And we've discussed previously how scalar energy can be used to correct the chakras or the meridians of the body. Now, all of this is very benign. It's a painless procedure. And as the testimonials have spoken, this energy has a self-correcting, a self-healing property about it. It is different from that of the electromagnetic spectrum. Scalar energy is a healing energy. Scalar energy automatically programs the body back to health, back to the perfect state that it should be at. So this is the beauty of scalar energy. Scalar energy is far superior, far smarter than anybody on the face of the earth. It's a divine intelligence, and it's the energy that is correcting these problems. Scalar energy is, again, this life force that can not only correct a medical condition, but can sustain that, can sustain health, and bring people back to this perfect state that we all seek, that we're all longing for.
Well, I think pathogens pretty much represent chaos and chaos energy. And also with all the EMFs that we're being exposed to from cell towers, from the electrical systems in our home, that tend to be chaotic energies that disrupt harmony in the body. Even if someone didn't have a health problem, getting this harmonious, organized, highly ordered, perfect healing energy would help to boost their overall wellness anyway, wouldn't it, Tom?
Yes, I would agree with that, of course.
So here, let's just read a couple more testimonies here. Someone has sinus problems. It says, "Dear Tom Palladino, your treatments work like a miracle for me. For the first time in many years, I can breathe. My sinus is clearing up, and my throat and lungs are so much better. I feel lighter, and I'm getting stronger every day. I have reordered the program, and I will be staying on the program. You are a blessing to me. Thank you, Tom." And then also, here's some testimonies that have actual test results that go with them. Here's a gentleman that was diagnosed with hepatitis C, and he wrote to us a couple of things that I've noticed since I've started my treatments with Tom, is that I started to flush a lot of toxins out of my body. I've been detoxing my body through greens and vitamins, and I know that the symptoms, and it was clear to me exactly what was happening. I was getting rid of a lot of waste. I was clearing a lot and raising my vibration accordingly, and that's when my body needed a little extra rest to restore itself. But then I began to feel really amazing. I wasn't sure if it was going to take any longer, but I decided I would go ahead and get a test done. And here are his PCR tests. Right here it says, reference interval lab, negative, HCV RNA not detected. That is amazing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Thank you. That's a viral load test, people. You've heard of these frequently. A viral load test, a PCR test, is even admissible in a court of law. This gentleman had hepatitis infection. After he was treated with scalar energy, he had a diagnostic test, and the diagnostic test came back negative. There's no sign of the hepatitis virus left in his body. It's a very accurate test. I think we're on to something. When I can prove the effectiveness of these treatments by way of a PCR test, and the PCR test comes back, what? Again, undetectable, no viral load of the hepatitis virus. That serves to prove my theory, which has always been scalar energy breaks apart, disassembles the molecular state of a germ, of a virus, to the point that the virus no longer exists. And I believe, indeed, that is what happened. Scalar energy served to disassemble the hepatitis virus to the point that its molecular geometry simply doesn't exist. The germ has been reduced into elements such as carbon and oxygen.
And here's another one, another testimony. One of the most exciting moments of my life in the last 4 years was yesterday when I received the results of the PCR test that I had done for herpes simplex 1 and 2. Both tests came back negative. I cannot even tell you what a relief it was to see the word negative on that lab report. That is what I understand to mean that there is absolutely no genetic material that holds the signature of the herpes virus present. I was very excited when I heard about the 30-day scalar treatments that you offer. The PCR test was done approximately 1 to 2 weeks after the scalar treatments were initiated. So after only 2 weeks, this person had a negative PCR test. So, Tom, we thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing about your technology and about the amazing results. Thank you for inviting your clients to share their stories. I think
yes.
Everyone has a real clear picture of what's possible. Do you have any final words?
People, I thank you for your attention tonight. And once again, Scalar Energy will serve to change the way we live. This presentation tonight should serve to, in many ways, titillate your interest. Scalar Energy will indeed not only transform the medical way of our medical community as to how we address disease, but it will have profound effect throughout society. And tonight, I thank all of you again for your participation.
Thank you for joining us tonight on the Divine Energy Radio Show. Be sure to check out Tom's website, selfhealgo.com, and we'll be back with you just as soon as we can to bring you more good news about the divine energy. Thank you for joining host Tom Palladino and Monet Kelso tonight on the Divine Energy Radio Show.